From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Beef Checkoff Program's Export Growth Committee met Friday at the Cattle Industry Convention in Phoenix. They help establish industry priorities for international marketing and provide direction to checkoff contractors, including the U.S. Meat Export Federation, to build global demand and increase beef export values. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom cited some of the factors supporting an upward trend in beef trade, including steady expansion of global protein demand, solid economic growth, increasing U.S. beef production, and the recent strengthening of key currencies versus the U.S. dollar. More scandal at the Humane Society of the U.S. leads to the resignation of President and CEO Wayne Pacelle. Friday's move comes just one day after the board of directors agreed to retain Pacelle amid allegations of sexual harassment. Seven members of the 31-member board resigned Thursday after the board voted to retain him. According to AgriPulse, another top executive, Paul Shapiro, left the organization in January under a cloud of sexual harassment. In the volatile world of the cattle business, somebody usually makes money at the expense of somebody else, but not last year. In the beef industry, everybody, cow-calf, feedlots, and packers, all made money in 2017. According to Agriculture.com, that trend isn't expected to repeat this year, with Cattle Facts experts saying while they see another solid year for beef, it probably won't match last year. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.